Okay, let's get started. So let's get started with steering. So let's start with roll call attendance. Zachary Davenport, council co-chair.
I'll say Chuck Adams, council member.
Oh,
Elaine.
Eloy Flores, co-chair for membership.
And council staff.
Kat,
council
council staff.
staff.
Kara, council staff.
Mark Molnar, council staff.
Okay, welcome everyone. So first is to review and approve today's agenda with the edit that Mark stated to remove the PNP review because of just small attendance today of committee members and Bill also not being here because of the other meeting. Any other changes? Okay, hearing none, the agenda is approved. And then next is to review the April 17th minutes. Any changes, edits? Okay, hearing none, the minutes are approved by consensus. Any announcements?
Just a reminder that our council meeting is a week earlier, so it's this Monday rather than the Monday after next, which is a holiday.
Oh, thanks for reminding me, Mark. I would have said 2 weeks from today.
We
want
I
to see you on Monday, only in a few
would
days.
have. Okay.
Also, a reminder that June's steering committee meeting will be Wednesday the 18th due to the Juneteenth holiday.
Okay.
Well, you might want to send out an email saying Monday's the reminder for Monday.
Oh,
I'll be
yeah,
sending
please.
out the meeting notice today.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, I don't think we have any public here. So, any public comment from any of us? No. Okay. Oh, Inma is here.
Hi, sorry. I was having
Oh, no
computer
worries.
problems.
I think even with Irma here, without government,
Yeah.
like in the form of Bill and Thomas, I still think we should keep PNP off. They do. Everyone
Yeah.
here has invaluable input, but I do think voice of the government should be here.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. Okay, let's go on to committee and work group reports. Community engagement. I think that's me for Richard.
I can do a brief update on that. I think,
Oh.
Zachary, you said that Richard gave you some ETE updates.
Yes.
You want to read that part first, and then I'll.
Yeah, I'll read this. Okay, so Richard said in regards to, I think referring to the community engagement meeting, it was a very boilerplate meeting. He said, Stephen Spanos gave an HCAP report and talked about working with a client in a substance use residential facility who needed to manage their own diet, wasn't allowed to do so due to program building and entry policies, and the client ended up graduating and moving on. But Stephen wanted to highlight this incident that this client experienced. Another incident involving a client who sought services at a behavioral health center, and his ability to access services was affected by negative, it looks like progress notes maybe that a previous provider had written in their medical record. And Stephen wanted to highlight the effect that client notes can have on someone later accessing services. I think that's a really important thing. I'm glad Stephen brought that up. And then there's a needs assessment for folks 65 and older living with HIV. It says beginning to hear back from outreach. And then there's a COLA for youth with HIV, but Richard said they're not having much luck with responses. And that's it. Anything else? Did you have anything else, Kira?
No, you actually covered
no.
it
out. Oh, okay, cool. Okay, then let's move to our next committee report, Council Affairs.
Yeah, we had a pretty short meeting. Thomas was on the agenda, but he has many other things to be doing right now, and he will show up on Monday, so it'll be a surprise for us. And then Stephen also came to the meeting and did a HCAP annual report for us. It was very interesting. I like it because it's very a client-centric, and it's what's really happening on the ground. So I think that'll be good for everybody. And that was about all we did.
Awesome. Thank you, Chuck. And then we'll go to Elaine for our membership committee update.
Sorry about that. I had a neighbor here that was trying to call her dog.
No worries.
Cute little dog. Anyways, membership was short and sweet. Really do like your guys' office. Looking forward to being there most of the time for our in review times. So anyways, we had a short little wonderful interview with, I can't remember his name. I'm so sorry, your name.
Nikos.
Nikos, yes. Very, very wonderful person. I think it would be valuable for our council. Very professional, and communication is very outstanding. I like the way she talks. And that's about it, because it was a really short moving meeting.
Great. Thank you, Elaine. And next, let's go to our meeting evaluation with Kira.
Hey, I'll go ahead and share that. All right. And can everyone see this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we had 25 council members present at April's meeting, which is pretty much more, I think that's more of the well-attended meeting. So that was very surprising and very exciting. Mm-hmm. We did get 18 surveys back in total. So a pretty good number back. All right. The information received prior to the meeting adequately prepared me for the meeting. And one person did skip this, but everyone agreed. The meeting was run efficiently by Irma. And then two people did skip this question, but those that answered agree. We did have some comments here. Thanks, Irma, for facilitating the meeting and your calm demeanor. Well done. And then to admin, please remind facilitator to prompt guest comments. I think they're talking about public comments.
Oh.
The agenda was well planned. Everyone agreed here. Oh, there was one comment. And as always, adaptable. The federal funding and care update by Lee Jewell was informative and relevant to the HCPC. Everyone who answered agreed. And there were 12 comments.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think this is the most comments on any one question. Appreciated this information at this time. Very well done. Job well done. This is a topic that needs to be continued. Perhaps for future similar presentations, a panel of experts, Bill, Laura, would be more effective instead of having them present from their seat.
True.
Very interesting and educational. The videos were distracting. Thank you. Great job. Excellent discussion. Excellent. Got a better understanding. Thank you all. Excellent job. Great and with deep. We are lucky to have folks with institutional knowledge at the various levels to react and respond. I think this might be a good style presentation for this report once a year. And great combo, but did go long.
I wonder, Kira, I mean, maybe I should be asking this for everyone who presents from the count, who's from the council. Can you send Lee this feedback?
Yes, I can.
And this maybe in the future, like if we, like, you know, Laura had one last month. Just, I think it's a good thing for council members who are also presenters to see.
The Happen Update Local Funding Advocacy by Laura Thomas and Lance Toma was effective and engaging to the HCPC. Everyone agreed, and there were 8 comments here. Information was incredibly important at this time and very well presented, easy to understand. Great information. Thank you, Lance and Laura. Great information. Excellent. Thank you for the updates and excellent job. My needs as a council member are being met during this time. Everyone agreed, no comments there. And as for what worked well for this meeting or what could have been improved, we got a couple of comments. All of the information on the agenda was important for the current situation we are in due to new administration. More information somewhat helps the anxiety of it all. All went well, facilitation, meeting ending on time, and the meal. The setup of the tables was awkward and limiting. I do agree we will fix that this time around. Great job, staff. Loved all the information presented today. Super informative and digestible. The conversations. And then kudos to the admin staff for keeping us on track and handling tech.
Since I wasn't there in person, can someone tell me how what the setup was that was not conducive to good convos?
Yeah, I think the previous setup that they had left it was in the same U shape, but the back of the U was pushed against the wall, so nobody could really walk through that back part.
Oh yeah, that's bad. Okay.
All right. As for suggestions for future presentations or training topics, continued information on updates on impact of new admin, the how things normally work versus what the hell is happening now helps too. And then more on the side of prevention.
Well, we'll be getting that on Monday.
And this meeting got an overall 9.3 rating.
Good.
So I'll go ahead and stop sharing now.
Although I see that 1.6.
Fabulous. Thank you. Okay, let's review the full council agenda for this coming up Monday.
All right. Hopefully that's on your screen. I moved mm-hmm. things around because we have 2 long presentations and I really wanted to give them both enough time. So what I moved around was the general updates. I actually put that after the break. So Zachary, if you could note that during the agenda, I already mm-hmm. reached out to Nikki Gracie, who's usually on the line, to make sure this is okay with her, and if not, she can find it to keep her off the agenda. But she said it would be fine. Okay. But certainly, let's just make sure to give the rest of the folks a heads up that they're coming on after the break, before they start walking to the podium. And so after the announcements, we have a membership update, which is Nikos, as Elaine spoke to, and then we have California Planning Group representative. So as you all know, we have several members who are on that. I think JP is one of them. I think there's another one besides JP. And then of course, our actual rep is Thomas Noble. Thomas's term is up, and it's hard to understate this. The email I got from the CPG made it clear, they really, really want Thomas back. They think it's very important. So, we'll open this up for nomination. I mean, I can describe the position. Maybe I'll even ask Thomas to describe the position. And then, I'm going to appeal to the co-chairs here, Zachary and Irma. If either of you think that Thomas has been doing a good job, I would highly encourage you to nominate them again for a renewed term. I know that Thomas is also interested in having there. But again, like I said, I got this email and they're like, please send him back. So that will be like 5 minutes. And again, if one of the co-chairs could step up to renominate, it would be awesome. And then we have, I put 45 minutes aside. I mean, they kind of wanted an hour, but we didn't really have the time. So 45 minutes aside for Health Access Points, which is a supports, I think, multiple programs via CHEP. So that will be a prevention update, basically. Not so much HIV prevention, but like what's going on with CHEP and HIV prevention over there. Then we have our break. I only gave it 10 minutes rather than the occasional 15. Does feature sushi, so we probably shouldn't let that sit for a little while. although, of course, not non-sushi options available. Thank you, Kat. And then after the break, general updates, and then another 45 minutes, which, you know, I'm sure that could go a full hour, for Stephen's always popular HCAP annual report. And that is the agenda. Little shifts here and there. But straightforward still. Any questions or thoughts or things that I should change?
Looks good.
Looks good.
Looks good. Thanks.
Before we end our meeting, I want to just ask Kira if, even though we're not doing P&P, I want to make sure that the next ones are actually things that we haven't done yet. So can you see that, Kira?
Yeah, I can.
Did you actually review any of those prior when I was out for that month?
Membership renewal, we went over.
Okay, but the rest are things we need to renew.
Yes.
Membership renewals was done. Okay, thank you very much.
I did have a question about the P&P that actually came up during the membership committee. Folks wanted to know, since there are already sections of the P&P that we reviewed, what is there a process for folks who are interested in going back and changing what we already reviewed?
Bring it up at steering.
Yeah, oh, okay.
We haven't voted this up at full council yet, so it's still a work in progress. In fact, I'm still waiting for some updated language from DPH for at least one of the policies we just went over last month. So if anyone would like to re-review, they should just bring it up here and we can bring it in the very next month. You know, these will hopefully all be reviewed as not reviewed, voted on as a slate by the end of the year, perhaps earlier. And it's one of those things where we're not going to do a whole review again at the full council. You know, the full council does delegate its more in-depth work to its committees, and that's why that is taking place here. But that means we have plenty of time for people to change their mind and want to shift things if they've thought about it and want to come back to it. So whoever reached out to you about that, let them know. Absolutely, just bring it up. Or if they want, they could always just send me an email and I could just bring it myself. So either way, bring it up here or bring it up to me, and we have plenty of time to go back and forth on these policies.
Okay, perfect.
Kara, do you remember what it was?
Yes. Yeah. So it was regarding the cap.
Oh,
the cap, member, right. For membership.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because we changed that to 40, I think, right?
I believe it was 30, correct?
Oh, was it 30? I thought it was 40. 30 seems, we should revisit that if it's 30, because aren't we already near 30?
Yeah.
I want to double check on that.
Yeah, you double check that? Because maybe I got it wrong then.
I hope you got that wrong, because I should have not overlooked that if that's the case. Okay, so that would be under our bylaws.
I think it used to be 40, Mark, but I think
I thought it used to be 50, because when the councils originally merged, there were a total of 50 people, and people were nervous about losing their seats. And so we were like, let's just do 50. Unfortunately, I can't link to our handy shared folder here, so you'll have to look that one up yourself.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Although, is that five. If that's in the bylaws, then that might not be uploaded yet, right? So let me. I think that's in the bylaws. So just everyone can just bear with me. I think I will actually have the bylaws on my desktop if it hasn't been Oh, yeah, it wasn't fully finished yet because we're still waiting to hear about that whole liability thing. I don't know if folks recall that. No one has responded to me that. Okay, so yeah, the update was shall be no more than 40 members, which I do think is reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Okay.
yeah, if you could let that person know, whoever that was. Yeah, 30, that's no good.
Okay, good.
All right.
Okay, well, I think if that is all, then we can adjourn. So our next steering, like Kat mentioned, will be that Wednesday, the 18th. It still says the 19th on here, but just a note. But
Oh, my bad.
no worries. But yeah, it's the 18th. And then I'll see everyone on Monday.
Perfect.
See
Have a great one. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Hey, Mark, quick question.
Sure.